The 114th Congress is officially the most hated in U.S. history, marked by entrenched partisanship and gridlock. Our next guest is serving his second term for Wisconsin in the House of Representatives. He says, yes, the dysfunction in Congress is bad, but there are ways to pass legislation and get things done.
Democrat Mark Pocan joins us now. He represents Wisconsin's 2nd District. Representative Pocan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, the 114th Congress, the current Congress, is now officially the most hated in U.S. history. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think, you know, people in real lives totally don't function like Congress. You know, we don't just fight for the sake of fighting sometimes. We don't never get anything done. We don't, you know, pay our bills like a family does. We don't really do a lot of things the way they're supposed to happen, the whole how a bill becomes a law. And I think people are just reaching that absolute frustration point of if they can't get their acts together, then, you know, we need to start changing the people who are in Congress. And I think that's why, you know, zombies and cockroaches and traffic jams all rank better than Congress in polls, and we need to do something about that.
What do you think it is that distinguishes this Congress, in this case in a negative way, from other Congresses in the past that were also gridlocked or had a negative perception in the public?
Well, I think we're in about the third Congress in a row where this inactivity is becoming the new normal. And, you know, the fact that we don't do the normal appropriations process, the various budget bills, for example, the way we're supposed to, and then instead, in 48 hours, we pass an omnibus bill that's a year's worth of work that has very little, if any, oversight. And, you know, I think people are just kind of reaching that frustration point of, you know, you can make a mistake once, maybe twice, but when that becomes the new normal, that's not at all normal. And I think people just really get turned off by that. And then, you know, watching the inaction from the Tea Party, not allowing anything to move, kicking out a speaker who did nothing wrong. I mean, all these things are signs of real trouble.
Now, is it fair to lay all this blame and dislike at the feet of this Congress, or is it also the culture changing around this political body?
You know, I'll tell you, a lot of it, quite honestly, falls at the feet of Congress. The fact that, you know, 40 or 50 people hold everything up, and Congress lives by a rule that's named after a former speaker, Denny Hastert, that they have to get a majority of votes from their caucus, which makes it impossible when 40 or 50 people say no, knowing that that speaker, former speaker Hastert, just went to prison, and they've taken his portrait down. You think it would be a good time to take the rule away, because there are a lot of things that if they got put on the floor of Congress, they would pass with a bipartisan vote, things like immigration reform, minimum wage increase, et cetera, and because we know that there are enough people signed up on the bill or have made public statements back home that they support it. But because we abide by this sort of strange process that, again, doesn't exist in the real world, I think people get really tired of seeing nothing happen when they know things need to happen.
Well, short of that, I mean, you said that it's still possible to move legislation through. What works? What techniques have you found?
I'll tell you, what's the most difficult is just, you know, trying to realize that people see things back home. You'd think there's 20 or 25 members of Congress on the nightly news, and they all hate each other. And, you know, that seems to be the message that gets out. I think that might also feed into some of this reputation of Congress. But I think if you really, you know, talk to people and get to know people, like I've done the whole time I was in the legislature and now my second term in Congress, you know, people like Reed Ribble from Northeastern Wisconsin is a very reasonable person. And while we may disagree on some policy perspectives, we can sit down, have a real conversation, and find out what we have in common. And these are Reed's words, you know, compromise isn't compromising your principles or values. It's just finding out what you have in common and moving those things forward. And once you do that, surprisingly, or not so surprisingly to real people, you start to find out what else you might have in common or how you can get other things done. So, you know, I was able to do that this year with the Perkins Loan Program. It was about to expire, and it did expire, but we were able to put a bill out on the House floor and got unanimous support. And then we had a little bit of a hiccup in the Senate, but thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin, we got that passed. And now that program is extended, which is very important for a lot of lower-income students getting loans going to college. But we've tried to do it in some other areas. The biggest problem we still face is for something to get to the floor of Congress, it's put there by the Speaker. And if they live by these weird rules, like I was mentioning, the Hastert rule, where they don't just put it on there unless they have the majority votes from their own House, then those things will never get there for us all to vote on. And that's been kind of the double-edged sword. You know, you can find things you can find that you have in common with others, but then you have to go through this process to get them to actually to get done. So it becomes very complicated.
We're talking right now with U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, talking about what he says it takes to get things done right now in the 114th Congress. And Representative Pocan, the political landscape in Wisconsin is, as you know, it's very polarized right now. But is there anything about Wisconsin politics, past or present, that you want to carry with you to Washington?
Well, you know, I think when you look at prior to the last, maybe, again, 5 years, Wisconsin did a lot of things right. I mean, I spent 14 years in the legislature. Before that, I was in local government. I think we had a tendency to work with each other, even those we disagreed with. And, in fact, recently Chuck Todd was just in from Meet the Press for WisPolitics' 15th anniversary and made a comment about how unique Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa are, how we still treat public service with something that we respect, as opposed to some other parts of the country. And I think if we take those values, again, of trying to find out what you have in common rather than what you don't have in common, it really does advance us in a better way. And I think it's one of the reasons why people like Reed Ribble, again, and I have become friends, put a couple budget measures forward. If we can have more of that happen, think of pre-5 years ago Wisconsin, we really did things, I think, in a smart way. But when when I was in the legislature, I think two of my 14 years had Democrats in control, two had Republicans in control, and the rest of the time was split legislatures. So you kind of had to learn to do that. I think we need to get back to those sort of values, and we'll have a much more successful way of getting federal laws passed.
Now, a lot of the things that you mentioned, having some bipartisan partners on, it was true that you had that bipartisanship on that, but it wasn't typically the issues that we think of as both sides digging their heels in on. It wasn't immigration reform. It wasn't guns. It wasn't health care. How does Congress work together on issues like those?
Well, that's why, again, you have to find out what you've got in common first and then just move those things forward. Right now, we don't move anything forward. I think when I go back this week, we are going to be voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act for, I don't know if it's the 63rd, 64th time. That doesn't serve anyone's purpose. But if we actually got some of the things that we agree on, like earlier this year we did pass the reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, very important. It also was previously known as No Child Left Behind. But we did it better and smarter, and it got strong bipartisan support. Focus on what you have in common, and then those other things you're going to be able to get done a little bit easier. We need to do more of that instead of the divisiveness of let's just vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act again. When you get into like the 60s of voting on something, we kind of get the idea, but maybe we should move forward on other things.
And do you think there's any hope for this model of finding common ground and working from there as we go forward in a fresh year, 2016?
Well, anyone who's above about fourth grade knows that, it's always better to work and get along with people than not get along with people. And this Congress, while we have Republican control of the Senate and the House, we have Democratic control of the White House. So the common sense fourth grade vision is you have to work together. My hope is that we can have more of that fourth grade vision happen in Congress instead of the petty infighting that we've had. Because if we kind of realize that, most of the time we're going to spend in divided government, we need to be able to take those skills forward and figure out, again, the things that we can get done rather than focusing on the things that we can't necessarily get done right off the bat.
And looking ahead to 2016, are there areas, bills, that you are hopeful about seeing this kind of cooperation?
One area that I'm hopeful, very hopeful on, because there's some strong support on both sides of the aisle, is criminal justice reform. There was a period in the 80s where it was get tough on crime. And then we forgot about being smart about crime. And, now as a per capita, I think we incarcerate more people than any other country in the world, which is a disgusting statistic for us to have. And the fact that now I think people are starting to realize that we're not serving people the best when you simply incarcerate them, that we need to put more money into things like prevention and early intervention for mental health. That's probably 20-25% of the prison population right there. If we do things smarter around crime, we will give people more opportunities to have good quality lives, and we're going to save us a lot of money along the way. And if we can find what we have in common in those areas, there's a number of bills that have been introduced in this Congress. That would be a really positive area to move forward and I think really have major ramifications on real people's lives.
Representative Pocan, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mark Pocan represents Wisconsin's 2nd District in Congress.